Number 8. President Bush speaks at Tsinghua University.
Well, Vice President Hu, thank you very much for your kind and generous remarks. Thank you for welcoming me and my wife Laura here. I see she's keeping pretty good company with the Secretary of State, Colin Powell. It's good to see you, Mr. Secretary. And I see my National Security Advisor, Ms. Condoleezza Rice, who at one time was the Provost of Stanford University, so she's comfortable on university campuses such as this. Thank you for being here, Condoleezza. I'm so grateful for the hospitality and honored for the reception at one of China's and the world's great universities. This university was founded, interestingly enough, with the support of my country to further ties between our two nations. I know how important this place is to your Vice President. He not only received his degree here, but more importantly, he met his gracious wife here. I want to thank the students for giving me the chance to meet with you, the chance to talk a little bit about my country and answer some of your questions. The standards and reputation of this university are known around the world, and I know what an achievement it is to be here. So, congratulations. I don't know if you know this or not, but my wife and I have two daughters who are in college just like you. One goes to the University of Texas. One goes to Yale. They're twins. And we are proud of our daughters, just like I'm sure your parents are proud of you. My visit to China comes on an important anniversary, as the Vice President mentioned. 30 years ago this week, an American president arrived in China on a trip designed to end decades of estrangement and confront centuries of suspicion. President Richard Nixon showed the world that two vastly different governments could meet on the grounds of common interest in the spirit of mutual respect. As they left the airport that day, Premier Zhou Enlai said this to President Nixon: "Your handshake came over the vastest ocean in the world. 25 years of no communication. During the 30 years since, America and China have exchanged many handshakes of friendship and commerce. And as we have had more contact with each other, the citizens of both countries have gradually learned more about each other. And that's important. Once America knew China only by its history as a great and enduring civilization. Today we see a China that is still defined by noble traditions of family, scholarship, and honor. And we see a China that is becoming one of the most dynamic and creative societies in the world, as demonstrated by the knowledge and potential right here in this room. China is on a rising path, and America welcomes the emergence of a strong and peaceful and prosperous China. It was my honor to visit China in 1975. Some of you weren't even born then. Shows how old I am. And a lot has changed in your country since then. China's made amazing progress in openness, in enterprise, and economic freedom. And this progress previews China's great potential. China has joined the World Trade Organization. And as you live up to its obligations, they inevitably will bring changes to China's legal system. A modern China will have a consistent rule of law to govern commerce and secure the rights of its people. The new China your generation is building will need the profound wisdom of your traditions. The lure of materialism challenges our society, challenges society in our country, and in many successful countries. Your ancient ethic of personal and family responsibility will serve you well. Behind China's economic success today are talented, brilliant, and energetic people. In the near future, those same men and women will play a full and active role in your government. This university is not simply turning out specialists. It is preparing citizens. And citizens are not spectators in the affairs of their country. They are participants in its future. Change is coming. China is already having secret ballot and competitive elections at the local level. Nearly 20 years ago, a great Chinese leader, Deng Xiaoping, said this. I want you to hear his words. He said that China would eventually expand democratic elections all the way to the national level. I look forward to that day. Tens of millions of Chinese today are relearning Buddhist, Taoist, and local religious traditions. We're practicing Christianity, Islam, and other faiths. Regardless of where or how these believers worship, they're no threat to public order. In fact, they make good citizens. For centuries, this country has had a tradition of religious tolerance. My prayer is that all persecution will end so that all in China are free to gather and worship as they wish. All these changes will lead to a stronger, more confident China. A China that can astonish and enrich the world. A China that your generation will help create. This is one of the most exciting times in the history of your country. A time when even the grandest hopes seem within your reach. My nation offers you our respect and our friendship. 6 years from now, athletes from America and around the world will come to your country for the Olympic Games. And I'm confident they will find a China that is becoming a Daogua, a leading nation, at peace with its people, and at peace with the world. Thank you for letting me come.